Now we're going to learn about some top consumer trends for 2016. Craig, I think this is our first reference to the new year. Let's see what we can find out from Global Trends and Futuring Manager for Ford Motor Company. Cheryl Connolly joins us this morning. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning.
So Ford has done a trend report. What are some of the things we're looking for? And this expands beyond just Ford and motor cars and that type of thing, right?
Exactly. So this is our fourth year publishing an annual collection of micro trends. These are patterns that we're watching in terms of social, technological, economic, environmental, and political change. And they actually are not guided at all by the automotive industry, but we're trying to better understand or anticipate changes so that we can better serve the marketplace.
How does that affect what you do at the car company?
Well, it gives us some insight. You know, I think a lot of people don't recognize it. It takes 3 to 5 years to take a car from concept to execution. So every day, designers, engineers, marketers inside the company are tasked with trying to understand what customers are going to want long before they've ever even thought about it. So this gives us a baseline in which to start our discussion.
How do you determine what's trending for 2016?
Well, it's really about pattern recognition. I've been doing the trends and futuring work inside of Ford for well over a decade, so I would say in some ways this work is an accumulation of things that we've tracked for the last 12 years. But with these micro trends, what we noticed in 2015 was that there were lots of reasons for despair and disillusionment. Two-thirds of people around the world said that they thought the world was a worse place to live in than it was when they were a child. And that's not surprising when you consider the economic uncertainty we saw, particularly with the crisis in Greece, the escalation of the Syrian refugees, or even the frequency that we saw terrorism take place. And so what we focused in was how resilient society as a whole. What are the things that lift us up? And that's what created our springboard for 2016.
Let's talk about some of the trends. I have some bullet points that was sent to me here. One of those includes the phrase Swiss Army life.
Army life. When you know, think about the context of how the Great Recession has abruptly brought an end to the era of excess. No longer are consumers wanting more. They don't necessarily think bigger is better. Today, better living is about not having more things. It's about living smarter by pushing the boundaries of utility. So consumers are increasingly seeking out multifunctional devices that have quality, versatility, and durability. I mean, indeed, our report tells us that when we look around the world, most people tell us that when they buy their next car, they plan to hold on to it for 10 years. And so that means that the vehicles we deliver have to be able to grow with that consumer's life stages and lifestyles over a decade.
And that could include anything from, you know, should you get an SUV, what can you do with a pickup, or some of the technology that you incorporate into them?
Indeed. So think about our Sync platform or My4 Touch. These are the things that pair your digital devices through Bluetooth to the entertainment system. You hold on to your car for 10 years, but nobody will ever hold on to their car, their phone for 10 years. So we have to make sure that we stay compatible, that we work alongside those technology companies to make sure that it can grow with the vehicle. And indeed, we can, in the coming year, we will be able to download through Wi-Fi upgrades to the Sync system when your car is parked in your garage overnight.
Everything happens in the middle of the night for technology, by the way. You wake up the next day and think, wait, my car is blue. It used to be red when I went to sleep, but maybe they haven't got that far into technology. But we're talking this morning with Cheryl Connolly, who is the Global Trends and Futuring Manager with Ford Motor Company. One of the other phrases that they have is mindful goes mainstream. How does that affect us?
That's actually one of my favorite trends. It's tied closely to another trend that we talk about, time poverty. And I think everyone understands what this feels like. We have greater connectivity, which means that we're constantly on call. And carving out free time or downtime becomes more elusive. And that gave rise to this other adjacent trend that we call mindfulness going mainstream. Now, mindfulness has been around for centuries, usually in the domain of people who want to come in touch with greater spirituality. But there is an emerging body of scientific evidence that can prove the physical, mental well-being, and even productivity benefits for people who take time to be more purposeful or deliberate in their thoughts, living in the moment. We see companies teaching mindfulness to their leadership team. Airports are now offering room to practice yoga. And even prisons in Sweden and the UK are teaching meditation to their most violent offenders.
Now, you said you've been doing this for quite a number of years. Can you think of some trend that you thought this is where it's going, and then suddenly left turn. What happened there? That's possible, right?
There are moments, you know, because this work is very fluid, so you're constantly reevaluating your point of view. Several years ago, we talked about something called middle market squeeze, where we were looking at how luxury brands were working their way downstream and budget brands were trying to work their way into the middle ground and squeezing the middle market brands. And I think that was more of a symptom, not a cause. The actual cause was globalization and people's desire to have a spectrum of offerings that were more niche-oriented, limited offerings, or customized. And that, I think, is just a hallmark of today's marketplace, because nobody wants to have to compromise. In fact, we actually call out that trend this year. We talk about fit for misfit. The one size fits all fits no one these days.
One other bullet point is retail revolution. What's that all about?
Well, you know, when you think of the context where consumers have unprecedented choice, it's not surprising that they're not willing to make any sort of compromises or trade-offs, but they also want their purchases to be meaningful, to have some sort of emotional connection. And some brands are doing exactly that by delivering a very rich retail experience. That old adage that in life it's about the journey, not the destination. Well, we wonder when it comes to shopping, can it be about the experience and less about the product? So companies like Ford are rethinking about how people will buy cars. Of course, we know people do a lot of research before they show up into the showroom. But can we deliver through beacon technology push notifications while they're walking around vehicles in the showroom so that they can kind of discover the features on their own?
Our guest today has been Cheryl Connolly, the Global Trends and Futuring Manager for Ford Motor Company. If people want to find out more about some of these trends, even about that survey, where's a good place for them to get more details?
They can go to fordtrends.com, download a PDF, and we will update it throughout the year. Each month we'll focus on a trend and try to evaluate, is it still on point? How has it evolved?
Sounds good. Thank you, Cheryl, for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you.